Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Joy in the Morning, episode 10. If you haven't come across these before, these are my attempt to figure out what I'm thinking and feeling after the death of my mother, which was about a month and a half ago. I often find that by talking and writing, I get greater insight into what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling. I'm recording these whenever I feel prompted. No script, no editing, so I apologise for any extraneous noises today. It's a bit windy, so I've popped my phone into my bobble hat to hopefully avoid too much wind noise. But today I'm finishing up my morning prayer walk, and I've been talking to God about how I feel, and that I'm a bit fed up feeling flat, is honestly what I've been talking about with him today. And I thought I'd just talk about with you, with myself a bit, not having figured it out, but I'm a bit fed up feeling flat. I know that's often part of the grieving process for lots of people, is that the extremes of feelings are dulled. You don't tend to get the same highs and lows, and maybe it's the something in deep inside us, our spirit, protecting us from feelings of despair that would be too strong, and then dulling the feelings of despair and loss and emptiness. Perhaps we're also then dulling the other end of joy. And I have found that I've just not been feeling as strongly about things recently, whether things that normally would bring me some joy or things that would normally make me very upset. Although I must admit, I did get quite angry the other day watching the England rugby team play so badly against Ireland. But that's another story. No, generally speaking, I just don't seem to have the same highs and lows, and just getting a bit fed up with that. God, is there something wrong with me, is what I've been wondering this morning. Have I hate to say it this way, but should I have processed and worked through this by now? And I don't like the word should, because it implies there's a timetable that I should be following, and I don't believe in that kind of thing. The shoulds and oughts aren't very helpful. But I'm a bit fed up, and I was wondering about expressing that to God. Is that right or not? And as it happens, I've been reading a book recently that's part of the Renovare book club that I'm part of, and it's not a book I picked up because my mum died recently, but it happens to be something I've been reading coincidentally with all of these events. And it's a book called, let me just find it, it's a book called Prayer in the Night for Those Who Work or Watch or Weep, and it's by someone called Trish Harrison Warren. Prayer in the Night for Those Who Work or Watch or Weep. Tish Harrison Warren, if you're interested. And it's about how to trust God in the dark. You know, the dark, not necessarily the dark, physical dark, but the darkness of life. And it's framed around the nighttime prayer of Compline, if you're familiar with that. And you can look it up and find out more details about that if you're interested. But she talks in the book, reminding us that God is able to handle our expression of our feelings, referencing Psalm 44, verse 23 and 24, for example, where the psalmist writes, "Awake, Lord, why do you sleep? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression?" And that sounds like an accusation, doesn't it? Awake, God, like God's been asleep. Why do you sleep? Rouse yourself. It's like, come on, God, here I am suffering, and you're asleep. It reminds me somewhat of Jesus in the boat with the disciples when he falls asleep during the storm. But do not reject us forever. Psalmist is feeling rejected, accusing God of rejecting them. Why do you hide your face? It implies that the feeling, at least, is that God has deliberately hidden himself. Why do you forget our misery and oppression? So clearly the psalmist assumes that God knows of it, but just forgets it and doesn't pay attention. And Tish in her book mentions that there's no record that God rebukes the writer for this. It's an honest expression of how that person is feeling. They are, well, I was going to say fed up, probably a bit more than fed up, really distressed by what they interpret as God's lack of involvement and interest. And maybe that's part of what I'm feeling. When I feel so flat, feeling flat, it feels to me as if God's not really in this. I know he is, but it feels as if he isn't. And perhaps what I am doing, okay, so here's what I'm thinking, I'm processing this right now as I'm recording this. Perhaps what I'm feeling and thinking is that if I'm so flat about this, then God, I'm feeling so flat, then God, maybe God's kind of flat. And that annoys me. Annoys me? Yeah, I suppose perhaps it does annoy me, worries me. If God is, if my feelings mirror those of God about the situation, then that puts me in a tough spot, because then if he doesn't care that much, if that's his feeling about what's going on for me, losing my mum, then that leaves me in a place where I have a God I believe in who doesn't really care that much. Maybe that's what I'm actually worried about. I hadn't thought about it like that until just now. I'm not sure that's right, but maybe that's what's bothering me most. And then in the book, another, I just want to bring in this quote from the book. So Tish in her book mentions the fact that Jesus grieved. He wept over the death of Lazarus, and the Greek expressions used there are very strong. You know, it's a real sobbing. It's an anger at death and pain and suffering. So he weeps, and he also weeps over Jerusalem, their stubborn refusal to come to the God who loves them. And as he weeps over Jerusalem, Matthew 23, that's right. He weeps, she says, not in rage at death, but in the sorrow of unrequited love. A deep and maternal image. So Jesus is one given to strong emotions, for sure. And then there's this phrase, which it struck me this morning, and I read this earlier on. She says, God himself, in the shape of Jesus here, in Jesus, God himself took time to grieve. He is no stranger to the weight of heartbreak and horror, to the ache of swollen eyes that have cried so long they've run out of tears. He did not numb himself or downplay the losses. He never gave a pat answer. And then this phrase at the end of this paragraph, God was and remains shockingly, emotionally alive. God was and remains shockingly, emotionally alive. I think that's true. I don't feel it right now, but I think it is true. So I think my numbness, my flatness, is simply a function of how at the moment I'm dealing with my loss. But I don't think it reflects on God. He was and remains shockingly emotionally alive. And I suspect that my part then in this, of how I'm feeling, is to take how I'm feeling to God and give him space. Not give him space isn't the right way of putting it. Trust him, that's it. That he will resolve all this for me in a healthy way at the right time. And in the meantime, to be honest with him, because he can handle it, like the psalmist I read earlier. God can handle my honesty. And I do feel like I've been needing to complain a bit about how flat I feel, but I don't think that's God's fault. I don't. And I don't believe God doesn't care. I've just got to trust him that whilst I feel this flatness, he's still with me and he still cares. and he is shockingly emotionally alive, and he feels for me and feels with me. Well, that's it for today. It's a lovely Thursday morning. I hope it is where you are. I don't know if any of this resonates with you. If it does, let me know what you think about it and how you process these things when you get that sort of flatness. I'm getting through my days and getting stuff done. There are some things I do enjoy. It's not like I don't enjoy anything. Like, you know, I had a fantastic dinner last night. Penny cooked wonderful food. Vegan sausages, homemade, really delicious. And there are other things. You know, I do enjoy our Sunday services with Watford, for example, and it's just fun to be together with everybody. It's not like there's nothing that brings me any joy. It's just overall, there's a general lack of range of emotion, and it doesn't feel so much fun, and I'm a bit fed up with it. So that's me. You can pray for me. I don't even know exactly what to pray for, because it may be that the flatness is useful, of course, and it may be this is all a bit intellectual, but it's real, so there you go. That's what these recordings are about. They're about being real, and they're about just working it through, talking it through, and in fact, I feel now, I feel a little bit more alive than I did at the beginning of the recording, so maybe that's done its, it's done its purpose, fulfilled its purpose even in that. But again, let me know if you've got any thoughts that might be helpful, and I look forward to another recording. Until then, take care and God bless.